With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. The elected leader of Sturgis says people attending the city's annual motorcycle rally should take their own precautions against COVID-19. Mayor Mark Carstensen says the city is not requiring masks or coordinating vaccination opportunities, but there is a new way to socially distance this year. The city is allowing people to carry alcoholic beverages around the downtown area instead of requiring them to stay inside licensed businesses.
We do have a new thing with open container this year during the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. So there is the opportunity to not have to sit inside structures, and people can wander around and take in the crowds and the motorcycles and people watch while sitting outside to help create more social distancing.
This is the 81st annual Sturgis Rally. It begins this Friday and lasts until August 15th. A disbarred South Dakota lawyer who pleaded guilty to wire fraud and other counts for allegedly stealing nearly $144,000 from a dead man's estate has been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison. The Rapid City Journal reports U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Viken also ordered Raina Hymans of Vail to repay the money she stole. Hymans, who practiced law in Sturgis, pleaded guilty to 2 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of money laundering, and 1 count of bank fraud. Prosecutors say she stole the money from the estate of Leo Drillig, who was murdered in Germany. 4 new members of the Rapid City Area School Board were sworn in at a recent meeting. The full-to-capacity room got chaotic during the public comment section. SDPB's Richard Tubles reports.
Dr. Valeria Big Eagle is the president of the Title VI Indian Educational Parental Advisory Commission with Rapid City Area Schools. Earlier this year, the district formed an Indigenous Education Task Force to improve the educational experience, learning environment, and outcomes for Indigenous students. Big Eagle says she attended the school board meeting with Lakota Elder Dr. Art Zimiga. They attended to voice concern with the new board members about the district's plans for Native American-based education.
There were 2 open seats, and I was trying to sit myself and, well, Dr. Zimiga mainly because he's an elder, and sit down, and they were saving those seats for someone else that was not there. And that lady just yelled in my face, like, I do not care. But you can tell what racism looks like. You know, we feel it. And that's what it was.
Zimiga found a seat and Big Eagle moved to an overflow room to watch the proceedings on Zoom.
Oh my goodness. You could just feel the hate in there. They were booing people that were talking. They just do not understand it. And so whenever I talked on Monday night, I attributed my success to my culture.
According to Big Eagle, the district's plans are still going forward with the Lakota Immersion curriculum at Canyon Lake Elementary this upcoming school year. The next Rapid City School Board of Education meeting is on August 9th. I'm SDPB's Richard Tubles in Rapid City.
The pandemic is causing teacher shortages and other school staffing problems across the state. 2 top education officials discussed the issue at a recent Sioux Falls Rotary meeting. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin reports.
State Education Secretary Tiffany Sanderson says every school district in South Dakota is dealing with staffing shortages for the upcoming school year.
The open positions right now, going into the school year 3 weeks away, we still have almost 120 unfilled positions for classroom teachers.
Sanderson says some teachers decided to retire earlier than planned because of the COVID-19 pandemic. She says schools are also seeking additional staffing to help students who need one-on-one tutoring or special assistance to make up for lost learning because of the pandemic. Sioux Falls Superintendent Jane Stavem says her district is having trouble finding enough bus drivers and other support staff. Stavem says she is concerned about finding future teachers because many college students delayed graduation. She is also worried the pandemic has made college students rethink pursuing a teaching career.
The complexities that our staff dealt with and just the dailiness of teaching were immense, and it was very exhausting. And, you know, it's come and teach, but, you know, you have all these other things. If you were going into teaching, you might be thinking twice about that. We don't want to lose people from the profession.
Stavem says one way to recruit more teachers is to raise teacher salaries in South Dakota and across the country. The Sioux Falls School Board voted in May to raise the base pay for new teachers from $37,000 to $41,000. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld the conviction of a South Dakota man who used two Facebook accounts to distribute child pornography. Kevin Lamb was found guilty in Sioux Falls federal court. Lamb claims the trial judge erred by allowing the jury to hear evidence linking him to a fictitious Facebook account. Victoria Wicks has the story.
Kevin Lamb came to the attention of Homeland Security during an investigation into another suspect's use of Facebook to traffic child pornography. Investigators found communications between that suspect and Kevin Lamb, as well as someone named Mike Malone. Agents saw similarities between the Lamb and Malone accounts that led them to believe they were managed by the same person. During the investigation, agents received certified copies of those Facebook messages. Lamb was eventually convicted of distributing, possessing, and producing child pornography. Lamb is represented at oral arguments before the Eighth Circuit by Elizabeth Hertz. She says other appellate courts have required corroborating facts before allowing social media exchanges into evidence.
And because social media evidence is so easy to falsify, it is not enough for the government to show that the records come from Facebook.
But the prosecutor argues that more than enough supporting evidence was presented at trial. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeff Clapper tells appellate judges that a search of Lamb's apartment turned up a cell phone and memory cards that contained photos and other evidence linked to both accounts. When people contacted either Lamb or Malone to ask for a photo, the same photo was provided, and both accounts linked to the same email address.
There were just multiple different connections between Kevin Lamb and the Mike Malone account. It was easy for the jury to make that conclusion, and there was no evidence that it was anybody else.
In its opinion, the Eighth Circuit notes that appeals courts have not agreed on the level of authentication needed for social media evidence, but the Eighth Circuit finds that the trial judge in the Lamb case did require sufficient supporting evidence. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Pennington County authorities say a months-long investigation has turned up large quantities of drugs, including 72 pounds of methamphetamine, worth as much as $2.5 million. Narcotics task force officials say three search warrants also turned up approximately 10 pounds of cocaine, 6 pounds of heroin, 6,000 counterfeit fentanyl pills, and $150,000 in cash and 13 guns. Sergeant Casey Kenrick of the Unified Narcotics Task Force calls it a, quote, big win, end quote, for Pennington County, and says it's important to hold dealers, quote, responsible for the violence and addiction they perpetrate in our community, end quote. No further information has been released. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary. And that is your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.